Live. Uncensored. Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
All righty. Well, I am on fire, ladies and gentlemen, and I guess I started burning a little bit. We've got Dr. K, who wants to come back on tonight in just a moment, but I started feeling the steam rising from my ears when, of course, I was looking at the Newsweek publication for February 11th, and the story on Ron Paul. Of course, the war against Dr. Paul continues by omission and commission as well. Wrong Paul, entitled Wrong Paul, Fantasy, Fallacy, and Factual Fumbles from the Republican Insurgent by Joe Miller. And here's what it says. Let Dr. K listen just a little bit before we bring him on. And this is the summary of this this fellow's article, quote-unquote. He says, Ron Paul doesn't have much of a chance of winning the Republican nomination, but he persists with his well-funded campaign and even talks of turning it into a permanent revolution that will continue far beyond 2008. Can you imagine? We've given his statements little attention until now, but here we look at some of his more outlandish claims. And then he proceeds to cite, and this is his quote. Now, it's not accurate, but this is what he claims, Paul claims. He says, Paul claims that a secret conspiracy composed of the Security and Prosperity Partnership and a cabal of foreign companies is behind plans to build a NAFTA superhighway as the first step toward creating a North American Union. But the NAFTA superhighway that Paul describes is a myth, and the groups supposedly behind the plans are neither secret nor nefarious. Now, he goes on, but I don't have to go beyond that, just to point out, in the very first broadside, in the very first paragraph, this clown, Joe Miller, factcheck.org, is betraying his total disinformation. What he's basically doing is ascribing to Paul statements that he never made, and statements that are totally false in themselves. And so in the feedback column, of course, you get quite a bit of negative feedback. If you go online, you can read it for yourself, and you can look it up, factcheck.org, Newsweek publication, so-called. This is one classic example of the extent to which the media bosses have really taken aim not at Ron Paul per se, but at you, the American dumb goyim, for having the gall to attach yourselves to Ron Paul's coattails and ride this ride all the way to the finish line. How dare you talk about the Council on Foreign Relations, which of course doesn't exist, they've told us that, and yet down the road, in the same publication, they have a Council on Foreign Relations column dealing with immigration. Someone from the Council on Foreign Relations actually writes for the publication. So it's whether it's like they're in your face laughing at you because they feel you're too dumb to see the difference here, or whether they feel the game is so far gone that they can deride you and they can just spit in your face and it doesn't matter to them. Either way, it's pretty apparent, I think, that what they're doing is taking aim at the American people who resist that new world order. And lying, of course, is elevated to an art form. That's the media for you. We'll be back with more Dr. K on the line. Rick Adams. Stay tuned for more Uncensored Radio Free America right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
What have you done? Thousands of years of building and rebuilding, creating and recreating so you can let it crumble to dust. A million years, the sensitive men dying for their dreams. For what? So you can swim and dance and play.
Eloy or Egoy. anyway, this character, Joe Miller, says, "We close with a final point, though this one is directed at Ron Paul's supporters. Recently, we've received a barrage of email containing variations on this theme. Quote, am I to assume that by making no mention of Representative Ron Paul in your synopsis of GOP candidates, you found his statements meritorious? Well, the similarities between the message that led to a bit of searching, and we found what we suspect is the cause. A post at dailypaul.com alleges that because the author found no instances where we called out Paul for misstatements, factcheck.org shows that Ron Paul is truthful. Well, they say that if in fact that's the case, that is a logical fallacy. They say, well, for instance, if it is Thursday, then I have to go to work. It is not Thursday, therefore I do not have to go to work. Good evening, Dr. K.
Good evening. How are you doing, dear? This,
I'm having a ball here.
Yeah, you are, and I'm going to comment on it as we go along.
It is incredible because you know what I've said from the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, and you've said the same. If nothing else comes out of this campaign for president,
yeah,
it is that now, once and for all, everything we have been saying about the corruption within the so-called major media has now been validated by the major media itself.
Well, that is validated by the scriptures. That's fun. It's fun to see that. Thank God for the divine word.
Yes.
Because it just validates. And look, this, thou dost protest too much. Look at that, for example.
Even Shakespeare was referring to the merchants.
Sure, look at that. Look at that protest that this individual. I've got another one for you. Paula Zahn on CNN.
Uh-huh.
What a protest she made. Here's what she said. When they interviewed Christopher Bolin, and they interviewed a couple of other individuals, and then she made this big protest saying, it makes you sick to your stomach, the idea of a Mossad or Israeli or Jewish attack on 911, to quote them, and it makes you sick to your stomach. And she had Michael Gross there, and a couple of other stooges or whatever. And then it said, Paula Zahn, her exact words, it is madness. and very protesting. Very, for a woman, she's not a very big woman, very aggressive. It is madness as well as idiocy to think that the Jews brought down the World Trade Center on 9/11.
Hmm.
Now,
that's interesting.
And so you've got all this protesting. You've got all this vociferous statement. And, most people, it's on the news. It's in the newspaper. So let's read it again. It is madness as well as idiocy to think that the Jews brought down the World Trade Center on 9/11.
And who is she attributing that statement to?
Huh?
Who is she attributing statement?
She said it herself. Paula Zahn said it.
So is she saying that the Jews did it, and
it's madness to say that they did, you see?
Oh, so she's saying that someone like yourself or others have made that claim?
Well,
is that the implication?
Anybody. She's saying that people are insane who make the claim. Paula Zahn's saying this because she's a Zionist agent.
She knows who writes her checks, too.
She knows what's going on. Hmm. But forgetting the name-calling, for a moment, and let's just look at what she said, for example. She said the people who hold that there is a Israeli bombing going on 9/11 are mad, are insane, and are idiots. Now, that's being exposed to 100, 200 million people at the same time in the United States and globally, hundreds of millions. I have in my hand definitive proof that the entire... Look, the Marine Barracks, that was reported in RB in 1983.
Mm-hmm.
The USS Liberty, Bali, Madrid, the train bombing, the London Tube bombing, the Pentagon, 2001, 9/11, 2001, John F. Kennedy Jr., John F. Kennedy Sr.
Mm-hmm.
There is no doubt all of those acts were perpetrated by the Israeli agents, Mossad, whatever you want to call it. Now I'm saying that, and then Paula Zahn is saying that is insane and mad. So I have in my hands the pictures in Bama, in the Diario newspaper. I have the Diario newspaper in my hand. Bama and San Lazaro. Okay? Aban on, I don't know Mexican or Spanish that well. Martin con explosivos. Ya granadas. Los Rostos del Terrorismo. Bomb in San Lazaro. Two Mossad agents, one a local, this is how it's done, and one an Israeli colonel.
Mm-hmm.
We're carrying an attaché case with explosives and 9 grenades. They had a high-powered gun. They had 9 grenades. They had 3 magazines with 53 cartridges. They had C4. C4 will blow everything up. C4 will blow the pillars out of that place. Now, we have a lot of expert listings. We have CIA listings. CIA needs to help us on this. CIA is infiltrated.
Uh-huh.
FBI is more than infiltrated. Forget it.
Well, the FBI confirmed all of this initially.
And they had to confirm it and then covered it up.
Yes.
You know, so, I mean, we need
so
help.
I guess they had to weed out all of the Jew haters in the FBI, give it time to get them up, because anybody who would imply or even suggest that it was a, quote, Israeli-Jewish plot definitely is six short of a dozen, according to Paula Zahn. Now, of course, the term, the Jews did it, juxtaposed with the term the Holocaust would make an interesting case in double-mindedness, wouldn't you think?
Well,
because
of course it would.
Here you got the phrase the Holocaust, which means or implies that somehow it is a unique experience that Jews have innocently suffered for no reason whatsoever.
Right, because that
and
was
they've
the
done next... this for millions of years,
right.
We're told.
Well, that's the same. Michael Gross, was on with Paula Zahn. This wasn't yesterday. This, you can find this on YouTube or whatever. But, for 2,000 years, okay, everybody has a
2 million
problem.
Make it 2 million years.
And then, we're angry at this, and,
But nowhere do either one of them actually deal with the specific statements in the evidence that's been amassed. How
right,
come?
It's all emotional buzzwords.
It's vitriol. Yeah. It's name-calling.
Vitriol,
and all
right.
It is attacking the messengers as anti-Semites, but not attacking or dealing with the facts.
Well,
and that's what Joe Miller does in Newsweek, and that's typical of what we can expect from the media.
Right. What button does anti-Semitism mean? The Semites are being slaughtered. The Semites are Iraqis, whether... Naim Gilati, who wrote the book about the Ben Gurion conspiracy, whose people were slaughtered, and he was hired away from Iraq to join the Zionists, which he is now exposing.
Yes.
They bombed the mosques there from Israel with the C4, with the RDX, to drive the people out. So whether it's the Jewish people who've lived in quite good stead in the Middle East for, 1,500 years, or the Semitic Iraqis or the Semitic Palestinians are being brutalized by people who aren't Semites. So get
Precisely.
Rid of the anti-Semite thing. You know, you're way out to lunch on that one.
Well, the logic is very simple, that if you indict anything Israeli, then you are indicting anything Jewish.
Well,
and,
I've got the indictment
that's,
right
that's
here.
That's an illogical syllogism in
well,
and of
I've
itself.
I've got the indictment in my hands. Bama Anson Lazaro, two Mossad agents, October 11th, 2001, were caught by alert Mexicans. You know, thank God that the Mexicans are pretty alert, and they caught them and prevented a catastrophe, which would have probably led to World War III, because, for example, they had Pakistani identification on them. So the idea, of course, would have been to cede that Pakistani ID. Therefore, World War III would have taken the front on Pakistan, and Israel and the United States would have taken the nukes out to who knows where. So... that's what was prevented by the grace of God and a lot of loss of life in the Mexican Congress. I have the document. Anybody, it's very difficult to find because it's been stripped. But, I mean, I could send the link, but also it's on, if you just go to www.fpp.co.uk.
Right.
FPP.co.uk.
Well, you know what's so funny about it is all of these stories that you're relating, I'm relating. Tomorrow night we have booked on Dr. Jerry Corsi, who, as you know, has distinguished himself as a professor in this field. And here's a guy who's very meticulous on a subject such as the Council on Foreign Relations, Robert Pastor, the SPP, the NAU, the Superhighway. And he, of course, has been tar-brushed in the same manner as anyone else has who dares to broach the subject of this semi-secret group or cabal of people who just happen to run the very media that's claiming they don't exist. Now, he's got the evidence. His latest book, of course, is a classic example of the late, great USA.
Yeah.
And still, they feel that enough people out there are gullible that they can be made to believe that we're telling the truth.
Finish with finished with the gullibility. We're done. We're going to march. And Dr. Paul...
Well, they're right about one thing. The revolution is moving forward. Yeah. All right, Dr. K, we'll be back. We've got Ernie on the line and others. We'll get to you with Dr. Kasem Khalil, my guest. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
What have you done? Thousands of years of building and rebuilding, creating and recreating so you can let it crumble to dust. A million years, the sensitive men dying for their dreams. For what? So you can swim and dance and play.
Well, 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 something in the air is starting to get to me here in Rhode Island. You know, the air is getting very stenchy tonight, and that's because tomorrow John McCain will land here from Vermont, and he will spend, he tells us, 2.5 hours fetching some support and some much-needed support as he takes his delegate count to the convention. But you look at the numbers that are necessary, and you look at Huckabee and Ron Paul, by the way, in District of Columbia. They had reported an incredible, incredible number in an area, the District of Columbia, where they say he would have absolutely no support within the indigenous population. And they reported 8% at the superdelegate count at NBC Baloney Company News as of yesterday or today. How is that, Dr. K?
Not too bad for someone that's completely off the radar
It's got to be like 20% for Ron Paul.
Well, there you go.
They're reporting 8%, and the machines have been skewered.
Well, there you go.
Absolutely.
You go.
Another example of this.
We'll deal towards the end of the show on the strategy to deal with all that.
Well, Ron Paul yesterday, we played it on the show. We played his video, and I'm sure you're probably aware of it.
I saw it just a couple minutes ago.
Yeah, yesterday we
played the march of it. Yeah. Well, remember we were talking
about the march on Washington.
Our boycott and embargo of it has to be, and I will join, and I'll bring a few truckloads of humans with me.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, and of course we're going to do it.
Absolutely.
If we're in town, we're going to be there.
Yeah.
And we'll make sure we're in town.
Well, as I said in opening the show when you were on hold, the target of the media moguls and the water boys for the Council on Foreign Relations and their mouthpieces is not Ron Paul. He is a convenient target because he is the person. He's the face. He's the poster child of the new American rebirth.
The target is us. You're right.
The target is us.
Right.
There's no question about it.
It's too difficult to keep pace with the Diebold and the ESS machine. So the march is the best way to go, people. You can't have any second doubts about it. It's the best way for us to once and for all prove our numbers. And we'll take plenty of video cameras, all of us, and digital cameras. We'll get to meet some beautiful friends and, you know, give some hugs and kisses, and we'll have some fun.
Mm-hmm.
But I've tried to keep pace, you know, as I'm writing the book Outnumbered by the Mob, and I'm mm-hmm. just about done with it. But very difficult to keep pace with all the vote fraud and the election fraud and the electioneering in the GOP. It makes me want to pull my hair out,
mm-hmm.
the degree of fraud. And I have in front of me something else. I have the U.S. Department of Defense. I have a photograph. It all makes you want to pull your hair out. In this photograph, there is Wolfowitz, who hasn't picked up a weapon in his life. There's Zakheim, and there's Thief, and all the Israeli terrorist generals sitting in the Pentagon in 2002 preparing the strategy to mm-hmm. to take our young children to be killed
mm-hmm.
and to be blown to shreds on their behalf. On their behalf.
Well, that's nice of them.
You know,
at least they believe
they
in full employment.
In God knows what kind of a drug-infested, pornography-selling entity that they call a country. It's not a country. It's not even a regime. You know?
It's a cancer on the map. Yes, yeah. There's no doubt about that. Now you can see it.
How you can suck the entire North American continent dry to feed an agenda of an entity that specializes in stealing organs, which the Knesset has admitted, selling ecstasy, and filling your own personal coffers while the blood of the people runs. You know, enough of that.
Right out of the scriptures again. And we see that children of Cain mentality right down
and
to the present.
Teaching our police how to torture us?
Yep. Absolutely. And John McCain said he was against the use of torture, but he is for this 100-year war on terror, and that means a worldwide crusade, just like the Romans did 2,000 years ago, and then were destroyed from within. And John McCain is proud to be that emperor. He's proud to be a Diocletian. You know, he's proud to be a Nero. Well, he's not my hero.
I'll tell you, the military knows his number, and I don't think they're going to put up with that guy.
Well, we hope not. Anyway, but let me do this commercial, and we'll take a break. We'll be back with callers. Do you need help investing your money? RBN sponsor Onesti Investment Advisors looked after your advisements and your investments. Use Onesti Investment Advisor to invest for your retirement, your funding, your education, your children, your lowering of taxes to reduce your investment risk and enhance return potential. That's right. Increase retirement income. Protect against the falling dollar. Visit www.onestiadvisors.com or give them a buzz, 505-296-2000. 800-259-2453. All right, we'll be back in 3 minutes with Dr. K and your calls on the Republic Broadcasting Network, Uncensored, Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest-to-operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
We've just been too busy setting up our businesses. We didn't pay enough attention to what was going on around us. We allowed a bunch of thieves and murderers to get control.
Indeed, and here we are back again with Dr. Kasim Khalil. I wish we had 6 hours together, Doc. You yeah. are a wealth of knowledge and a wealth of information, and we don't know where to begin with the lies, as you've said. There are so many lies now that it's almost a string leading from here all the way to Tel Aviv.
Well, you know, it's a good point. For example, Muhammad Atta wasn't in the United States in September. The Muhammad Atta was a Mossad agent
yeah.
who, because they had the plot, they'd already had the list of 22,
mm-hmm.
but it turned out that one of those 22 people had died 2 years ago. So
well, you know, they claimed more than that. They claimed there was going to be as many as 20 planes involved.
I know, and so Atta was not here. Now, it's possible he would have been assassinated because, you know, if he would
sure.
show up, it wouldn't
sure.
work out too good. But al-Shihi was in Morocco, you know, because it's all this thing about Atta and al-Shihi went to the bar. the weekend before the high before the attacks. And then they, you know, they got drunk on vodka and paid, you know, slipped the money down the, you know what, and started swearing and cussing and saying they're pilots and they should be, everybody should just bow to them because they're, you know, like United Airline pilots. And, you know, and it was known that, the so-called Atta loved pork chops. So, mm-hmm. I mean, he wasn't Muhammad Atta.
Mm-hmm.
He was an Israeli, you know, illegal alien posing as the man. And the same with al-Shehi, because al-Shehi, first of all, has not been in the United States. He was not here in 2001. He lives in Morocco, okay? So that's, you know, it goes on. You know, that's why...
No, you're right. You're right. And the media are, again, the means by which this deception can be perpetrated. You go to NBC, and NBC has a feature that has continued from month to month, and it has to do with the Saudi connection, and it has to do with Saudi oppression. And clearly there's a pattern here within this Talmudic media to essentially create the impression that the terrorists are the Muslims and that the Arabs are the terrorists behind 911.
Yeah, somebody's getting very scared.
It is. Yeah,
I mean, you know, when you start to talk about the RDX explosive residues that were on the wheel,
how do you avoid that? How do you just gloss that over?
You can't avoid it.
Well, the media can, and they do.
Does a dog know how to smell or what?
Mm-hmm.
If the dog says there's an explosive, he's got the nose for it.
Bingo.
And they covered it up.
Bingo. I mean, and then they took a guy like Billy Rodriguez, who was right there on the scene and interviewed him, spent hours, and then said, well, there's nothing new here, so we're not going to air any of this, you know? Just like the 9/11 Commission now admits to deception, and the former chair, Mr. Cain, they're arguing back and forth. Well, we didn't know. Well, we were lied to by the CIA and the Bushes. No,
well, I don't know.
You were part of the lie, my friend.
Yeah, there you go. And we know for sure that thermite, they've got the proof on spectrometry that X-ray diffraction, that there's thermite on the beams.
Right.
You have the molten dripping on the edge of the beam, and you have a 45-degree angle cut on the beams, which means that the thermite charges or the thermite material was used to slice the beams. So you
no
have
doubt
RDX.
About that. No doubt.
And you can't. You have to do this over months or many, many weeks. These take. You know,
and Silverstein had the time. He had the lease. He had the opportunity, the window open,
6 months
for the Israelis to come in and plant all of this.
And see, the funny thing is, Silverstein's a minor player because he's just an agent of Rockefeller. And, you know, Rockefeller is a port of.
Yeah.
Remember, the towers were going to be Nelson and David back in the 60s.
Yes, indeed.
So it's a Rockefeller a sinkhole that was unable to remove its asbestos, which was a multi-billion dollar task. The insurance said, no, we're not going to pay it.
Mm-hmm.
There was no way to rent that place. There was no way to electrify it for the Internet sufficiently.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a huge... most massive insurance fraud of all time involving Rockefeller and Silverstein and Lowy from Australia.
Sounds like one of those conspiracy theories now. Come on.
And of course,
better than that.
Well, conspiracy, remember what we said, is defined as the perpetration of a wicked act by two or more people who plot the act.
Well, doesn't that fit an old man in a cave eating worms?
So if we were
Exactly.
If we were on national media right now and somebody started throwing the conspiracy, so I say, do you have a dictionary? Do you know what conspiracy means? Then you're the conspiracy because you're plotting against the American people.
Well, exactly. Yeah. And these are the people who say we are fair and balanced.
No, how are you going to control 300
fair,
people? Let's just assume that there's not 300 alert people, but there are 50 million alert people. You can't stop it. It's done. Get out of the way.
Well, fear is the instrumentality, isn't it? Fear. And they are the ones who fear most of all that more and more sheeple are now beginning to break through the corral.
Well,
that happens, you know what happens to the false shepherd.
A good example is Dr. Ron Paul, who you can't see him on. Now, they're starting to bring him back a little bit on AOL because they can't stop it. I mean, the people are going out and voting for him. Pennsylvania, he could bag, barring Diebold. But, you know, he can't.
Well, I'll tell you what. We got a few calls. I don't know if we can get to them all, but let's start, okay?
Okay.
Let's go to the phones. 800-313-9443. No available lines, as far as I know. Ernie in Virginia is first up.
Good.
Hello,
good evening, Rick and Dr. K.
How are you doing, Mr. Ernie?
Oh, pretty good. Speaking of being off the radar and not being covered by the national media, CFR member Senator Joe Biden, chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, is trying to rush Senator Obama, another CFR member, trying to rush his proposed Global Poverty Act, Senate Bill 2433,
yes,
through his committee tomorrow.
I saw that, yep.
Yeah, and the legislation would commit the U.S. to spending 0.7% of gross national product on foreign aid, or essentially $65 billion a year, or a total of $845 billion over the next 13 years. And if you look at the bill in their definition of the Millennium Development Goals, as the goals set out in the UN Millennium Declaration, the declaration commits nations to banning small arms and light weapons.
There you go.
Yep, and ratifying a series of treaties from the
godless. The godless are trying to strike us one more time, and this is the most communistic group both him and Hillary, both.
Oh, absolutely. They're all CFR members. And what I'm trying to urge this evening is for Rick's listeners to call their senators tomorrow and oppose this Senate Bill 2433. It's outlandish. It's as bad as the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea that the CFR has been pushing, along with the SPP. I'm looking forward to Dr. Corsi tomorrow night's discussion. And I'll let you go, Rick.
Good.
Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Ernie. Thanks for
the
information.
Yeah, get a busload of people
again.
And go to the office and let them have it.
Amen.
Yeah.
All right, let's take Doug next. Doug, hello, you're on the air with Dr. K and Rick.
When I'm the head of the Dumb-Gordium for Ron Paul in Bastrop, Texas.
Oh, hi, Doug. I didn't recognize. Good to hear you again.
And I was very disturbed, Rick. You didn't. I've been in mourning most of the week, and I was very disturbed that you didn't devote at least two or three of your shows to the passing of that great
American. I think I know who you mean, Tom Lantos.
Tom Lantos. You
well, I didn't think he was great enough to merit time on my show.
You didn't.
No.
Well, that sounds kind of anti-Semitic to me.
I guess it must be. But then again, he was anti-Semitic because, as you know, he spent a great deal of time talking about Darfur and the massacres in Kenya and Burma, but he meticulously and conspicuously avoided talking about Palestine. In fact, when the subject came up, he shrugged it off in very dulcet tones, suggesting that the Palestinians are the problem and not the poor, besieged Israelis. So that tells me all I need to know about the late, great Tom Lantos.
Yeah. Well, did you see Tom Lantos when he was when they had the Randy Weaver trials, that Jerry Spence was up there before Congress, and Randy Weaver and this and that, and Mr. Lantos was such a compassionate. I mean, he just looked like he...
Well, he and Ali Wiesel can walk together down the same inferno together as that day arrives when they hold themselves together, indeed. I wish them what they wish us, yes.
If not,
Doug, the revolution is still strong.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We have yet begun to fight.
Don't forget Ron Paul in the primary for re-election to Congress as well, March 4th.
But I think one state, just one state, needs to verify every vote, like Texas, where he,
right.
Or you know, where even a city where everybody takes charge and says, give us a receipt, where you go down to the GOP in advance and say, you know what, you either switch to paper or you're going to give us a receipt. That's what's got to be done to make some fun out of this, you know. Mm-hmm. Give it a little goose.
We have plans to do that. You know, all Ron Paul, that's all you see in Austin, Houston, Dallas.
It would be so fun if just Texas or even some big cities there would threaten the system by in advance changing everything and making sure you have a paper trail. Man, I tell you what, that would threaten the system, and it would be fun to watch.
we have affidavits for people to sign, and Ron Paul supporters are fanatics, and each person that walks in the vote will sign an affidavit stating that I did vote, and that'll be pretty helpful to refute.
That'll be helpful.
You know,
yeah.
Well, Doug, thank you for your call. We're going to move along, but I'm glad you checked in and appreciate the update in Texas. Thank you.
You know, it's just not fair the way they treat the good doctor. He's an all-American guy.
He's used to it now.
Yeah.
It's been 20 years since he's been in the media, you know, mainstream spotlight, I should say, in Washington, and they have ignored him to a great degree, but again, whenever they haven't ignored him, it's always generally been a very negative report. They've tried to shield and cover their bias, but unfortunately, as in the case of Newsweek, they simply can't contain themselves anymore. All right, Keith in Rhode Island. Hello, Keith. Hello, Keith.
Oh, hello there. Good evening, everyone.
Yes, sir.
I have a couple of things I'd like to point out. First of all, Semitic is a term that refers to a related group of Afro-Asiatic languages. So what it's when somebody accuses a goy of being anti-Semitic, I really honestly don't know what that means.
Yeah, well, that's a good point, actually. It's a good point because you're talking about Arabic, you're talking about Aramaic.
Well, it becomes a buzzword, Keith. That's all.
Yeah.
It's a meaningless buzzword.
Really, it's a paradox how this word has, this term has no meaning. And yet the more it's used, the more meaning it has.
Yeah, no, you're, you know, very, very intelligent point. We'll take that into consideration in how to strategize this thing. But it's very important to know that the people who are bellyooing about that are from a completely different area. They don't have any Semitic language. They aren't connected to the Semites.
Well, that brings up my second point. So I know we're pressed for time here,
but
I just want to point out also that if I could, I don't want to make a bunch of speeches here, but these are things this is like the only forum we have to discuss this issue, honestly.
It.
And Zionism is a European, not a Mid-Eastern movement. And so the ruling class in Israel are all European-looking Jews. The Near Eastern Jews are relegated to, like, second- or third-class status.
This is true. We can all go to Naeem Gilati's book on the Ben-Gurion issue, where he talked about how he was treated as dirt. And he's from Iraq. It was the Middle Easterners who went to the sort of Russia, Europe area, Ukraine area, and converted those people to so-called Judaism, whatever it was then. You're absolutely right. Then, of course, they interbred with the Poles and the Romanians in that area as well, Germans.
Point well taken, Keith.
Yeah,
anything else
you.
Quickly now?
Yes, I'll just hang up in for a response, but any information about Israeli activity, covert Israeli activity in Iraq, I'd like to hear about that as well.
Okay,
sure, I'll talk about that.
Doc?
Yeah, very good. Yeah, the Israelis, of course, have been connected to killing some Americans with the sniper, you know, this very famous sniper, might well be a Mossad agent to try to provoke the Americans to fight and to attack and to bomb. So there is evidence that there's been some direct killing of individual soldiers here and there by high-powered rifle. There is good evidence that some of the tanks, some of the Abrams, have been blown up by Israeli technology to try again.
Well, that
to
would be our own weapons that we've sent them.
Right, to provoke.
I mean, isn't that the final insult to our men and women there?
Right. And the Israelis, we know for sure, were deeply entrenched in Abu Ghraib. They did the trainings on
the torture,
the different things. And,
no
so
doubt
that,
about it.
Now,
okay,
there's one
let's
other
move
issue.
Along.
One
hey, Henry issue. In Connecticut is next. Hi, Henry.
I want to quote, what's that guy, French Dr. Bernal, I think the French ambassador to Great Britain.
Yeah.
Everything that's going on today, right now, even 2008, is all because of that itty little country there called
blankety blank
Israel.
Little country, yeah.
This is the truth.
Why should we have World War III over those people?
This is the
now,
truth.
You mentioned, Dr. Khalil, you mentioned about, you were talking with the guy, I like that caller before me, the one in Rhode Island, I mentioned about something with anti-Semite. Well, I just thought of something. I've actually thought this for a while. That country over there that's in the middle of Palestine, that country's anti-Semitic.
That's
anti-Semitic. Because basically all the people they blow up, kill,
Of the people of the Semitic languages.
Right, are Semites.
That's exactly right.
And they always got, they got a propaganda machine over here with the media, with Michael Savage, whose name is Wiener, okay, and the others out there that are pro-Zionist stuff. They got all the stuff. And sure, I don't want to, I think the stuff in Europe with the, you know, Muslim thing in Europe is a disaster, especially what happened in France, and it's a mess.
Well, you know, you're right, Henry. In fact, they are not only anti-Semitic, but they're, of course, anti-Abrahamic. And yet, the book that I received, David Brog, Standing with Israel, foreword by John Hagee, tells us we must stand with Israel because that's the Abrahamic covenant.
Well, the problem with that is there are 120 million Christians who are in the earth in Russia who were slaughtered because of the Zionist cartel. Now, that's a lot of Christian people.
You mean under communism?
Yes, because Trotsky and Lenin, all of those people were funded by the Christian population, funded by Jacob Schiff. The Warburgs, the Astors, the Rothschilds, and the Rockefellers all funded the Bolshevik Revolution to conquer the area to get the oil.
But you forgot something. Yeah. 120 million isn't as much as 6 million. Thank you.
Well, they're anti-Semitic.
There you go.
Thanks again, Henry. We'll be back. Dr. K with the battle plan. We'll see if we can squeeze in another quick call, too. And we'll be back with you in 3 minutes. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org. HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
How dare you call yourselves patriots and heroes? If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, you are just plain wrong. There is no freedom.
All right, we're back with Dr. K. Let me take a quick final call here, very quick, from Mark in Kentucky. You've been waiting. Hello, Mark.
Hello, how are you doing?
We're doing great, Mark. Go for it.
Okay, sir, you know, you're talking about the fear factor and all that. I mean, you know, now they're saying, like, of all places on Fox News that, oh, we have to look out for pregnant women so they, because they might be carrying a bomb, you know, like on our cover bun, making it look like you're pregnant and exploding things off. And now they're also saying things like, well, you know, we got all these white prisoners going into places, and you know, going into prison and stuff like that, and being converted over to white, over to radical Islam.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, you have this Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. This guy's been caught like three or four different times back in the early part of right after 9/11, like 2002, 2003.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're saying they're going to execute him because he's a mastermind behind
9/11. Some of them have been executed three or four times.
That poor son of a gun, he's been tortured and thrown around so much, he finally went out of his mind and said, whatever you want me to say, I'll say it.
And they admitted that, too.
I'm not even sure if this guy even really exists.
I think he really exists.
He exists, but they've admitted, as Dr. K said, that he was, in fact, tortured and that the testimony should be thrown right up. But here we have military tribunals.
Yeah.
This is unheard of in America.
Yeah.
I mean, except for Abraham Lincoln and Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And this is un-American.
Right.
I have one more question, and then I'll let you go.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Now, Years, I used to listen to you when I'm over here around the Cincinnati area.
Sure.
And I used to listen to you and Bill Beauchere and all that. Whatever happened to him?
Well, Beauchere's got sacked. He got an email saying, don't talk about anything about Jewish or Zionism. That may have contributed, but he was having Larry Nichols on forever and ever, and he thinks that somehow that contributed. Of course, he had me on, and I came out against cloning, and I came out against the corruption in the pharmaceutical cartel, and I came out against the HPV vaccine very vigorously.
You know what they did? They put in reruns of Bill Cunningham after he left.
Right. I would think he got ejected. And I myself have been, having a difficult time because of some threats that were made against people I care about. But not difficult. We're all in this together, people. We're going to move this thing along, and we're going to protest. Here's the plan. Advertising, Dr. Paul, didn't work very good because they rigged the vote. We could get lots of people out to vote. Let's get out in March. That's the only way we can once and for all prove, are we a conspiracy or not? We're going to do this march. We're going to prove that the conspiracy is against us.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's what we need to do.
Right to his website if you're online, ronpaul.com, the official website of the Paul campaign. And I think you will find that to be most efficacious.
And I'm coming up with a plan for a boycott, you know, because we're a peaceful people in the United States. And so I'll break that news to you at another time.
Next week, if you're around, you've got to come back, Dr. K.
Okay.
Always a pleasure.
Okay.
Thank you, Mark, for your call. Dr. K., I want to wish you a good evening, bless you, and we'll talk next week.
Bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, a very exciting program again, and we'll do it all again tomorrow night once more with Dr. Jerry Corsi and his research on this non-existent NAFTA superhighway, the North American Union, the SPP, and the CFR, which does not exist and yet has a column in Newsweek magazine. So we'll have some more fun tomorrow night. And we'll do a little bit of, shall we say, a little nail bashing for them. Well, it's been my pleasure. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, goes to bed. We'll see you tomorrow night, Lord willing. Good night.